Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're moving the ball. We're not scoring points as often as we'd like to. So I kind of felt it since the start of the season is when we get the first down, we're able to move the ball really as at will, if you will. And so we're just not resulting in the points. Our red zone percentage is down. We need to score more touchdowns when we get down there. And then if we had two more three and outs here this week that, once again, if we get the first down, we're in good shape.
It's Ben Johnson talking about some of the issues that his offense has been having. His team loses yesterday. Bears still 4-3. Had an opportunity to get themselves to first place, Speaks.
5-2? Well, no, because the Packers.
Before the Packers.
Before
game.
The Packers, yeah, could have been sitting there in first place going into the Sunday nighter.
And the Packers have a tie on their record.
Yeah, they do.
They also might win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, they're good. They're good.
Look, when Jordan Love is putting up 326 and some tutties on the road on a Sunday night,
tying touchdown records with the guy who's across the field from him.
Yeah, it's not.
And that Tucker Kraft thing is a thing.
He's good.
That's a thing.
National Tight Ends Day. Did you guys know about that?
That's a thing.
Shut up about the Tight Ends Day. I'm done with you. I'm over it.
I don't know if they allow media at that like Tight End Summit, but I think I'm going to go.
Yeah?
If they do. I want to see what's going on over there. They'll be like, you're way too small to be here. I'll be like, you're right.
Yeah, that Packers thing last night, it makes you feel like a little bit better and a little bit worse about everything, because you're like, oh, you're still not at that level yet. So like, you're like, the Bears are still not close to being
right.
That good as a football team.
So maybe just sit back and watch the development and don't pretend it's a year where that it's actually one
exactly.
You can contend in.
Exactly.
Spot There's some
on.
Freedom in that. There's some freedom in that. Bears are 5-16 in the red zone over the last month. Ugh. They are 26th in the NFL in red zone touchdown rate. 26th.
I like the Packers all-white uniforms with the all-white helmet.
Like that look?
It's a good look.
I really love the Steelers uniforms. I don't know about you.
I did not like the Steelers uniforms.
And maybe matte yellow, Savannah Bananas thing. What the hell is going on
and
there?
And maybe the Packers uniform looked better because it was going up against that Steelers uniform.
Now, traditional all whites look pretty slick. Like when the Bears do it, they look slick also.
I miss the old prison bumblebee throwback Steelers uniforms. I like those. Thought Big Ben looked good in those prison stripes. You know what I mean? I think you do.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I wonder how Jay would look in them.
Oh, man. By the way, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters Take Cover Tour 2026 with special guest Queens of the Stone Age. Hell yes. Soldier Field, Saturday, August 8th, 2026. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 31st at 10 a.m. Central. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
The Foo Fighters. If you asked me for one of the Foo Fighters' hit songs, I would be in trouble. I have to admit, I would be in trouble with the Foo Fighters. Julio sends me that the Foo Fighters' lead singer was in Nirvana with Kurt Cobain.
Okay. He was the drummer from Nirvana.
Okay, I've heard of Nirvana. I actually saw the two guys from Nirvana perform with Paul McCartney last year at the 12-12-12, and I was looking for the exit, okay?
Foo Fighters.
So sorry.
As you Christopher Walken would
sorry,
say.
Sorry you had to live through that, Pope.
I got to start acting like a guy who actually liked Jay, because I didn't have any problems with Jay when he was here.
I know. It's my fault.
I should start acting like that.
You're enjoying making the jokes. This is what happens in afternoons. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. Hey, Brett, you're on the score.
Hey, it's Fred from Beaver Dam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
Fred, what's happening?
Cream cheese and rusty white pickup trucks. I kind of agree. You guys are stealing my thunder on this one. I think they're just a middling team right now, and you just kind of have to watch for blips in the development. And if somehow they're able to wrangle a playoff spot out of it, that'd be a bonus on the house. But I think right now, good coach, young quarterback, a little bit of time, and a couple of holes in the roster, they have to play almost a perfect game to win.
Yeah, you know, I think that renders the stray Tyson Bagent call pretty irrelevant. It at least for the moment here. It's like, it's not like this team is good enough that a step in is going to change the fabric of your year when you have issues in the other spots.
I'm not entertaining any of that. Because the whole point of the exercise outside of winning is this guy the guy?
Yeah, man. That's what you're working on.
So you've got to run all of those scenarios through. You've got to give him every opportunity to prove you right that you moved heaven and earth. You got that number one pick. You had it, and you took the right guy.
Yeah.
I will say that as someone who was not a fan of Bo Nix in the draft, and he was not a fan of Drake May in the draft, it's harder and harder to look at those two guys' development and not go, ooh, are they also moving faster than Caleb is through his development?
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt that both those guys are. And with Jaden Daniels, even though he's regressing a little and been hurt a lot, that makes three. That makes three no-doubters in his draft class. In my opinion.
Yeah, that's a struggle.
By the way, number one in quarterback rating in the NFL is Drake May at 118.7.
That'll work.
Lamar Jackson's ahead of him, but he's only played four games. Drake May is... Julio Rodriguez is really emotionally invested in this Bears season.
I relate to that. North Riverside and Will. Hey, Will, you're on the score.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. And second of all, happy National Tight Ends Day.
How dare you? Stop, Will!
And also with you.
And also with you.
Appreciate it. I want to kind of harp on the fact of penalties. To me, this feels like it's a recurring thing season after season. I don't know what the solution is. Clearly, that's why I'm on the couch and not playing football on Sundays. But, you know, we got to do something about it. It's going to be the death of us no matter what. Yes, I know we can fix it, but it's a very broad point. But I think we really need to figure out how to come in and switch up these issues that we keep making.
Yeah, got to play cleaner, man. Got to play cleaner. We're going to talk about it at 5 o'clock.
That's a nihilist point of view.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I think it's funny, though, that like Will's solution to the penalties kind of sounds like Ben Johnson's.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We got to figure it out, right?
Five o'clock.
We need to talk about a lot of things as it pertains to the head coach of your Chicago Bears, Oak Forest, and Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you're on the score.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for letting me talk football with you.
You got it.
No, I'm not here to talk about the past. Like, gross, me McNown, Eric Kramer. But I will say, this is the second time where our defense was let off the hook from having to play Lamar, but still lost to his high school friend, Tyler Huntley. And we choked again, but, you know, in 2021, it was a completely different Bears team. And I got to wonder how much of a competitive advantage it was for the Ravens to pull the rug on Lamar last minute, and then our defense had to play against their backup with a game plan that was more suited for an MVP, you know, Vic 2.0, rather than one of the most sound, fundamental, backup QBs who just couldn't throw an incompletion. I mean, they're two different guys.
Yeah, they're very different guys. I Lawrence and I differ on how much competitive advantage it might have had, but it's super,
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's super shady nonetheless. It's super shady. And I'll say this, having Lamar at scout probably makes Caleb look slower.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, hey, could you duplicate what Caleb Williams does?
Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Yeah, I got that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Do you guys need me on Sunday? No. Not to beat the Bears.
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about, that's the conversation that went on.
Because this is why we were so convinced he was definitely going to play. You're 1-5. Only one team has made the playoffs after going 1-6 since the merger in 1970.
And I get the idea that you don't want him to play twice in 5 days. But if you don't play him on yesterday and you lose, then there's no reason to play him on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because your season's over.
Warren Sharp had, well, we'll ask Potsy about it. 420. Warren Sharp had a tweet last week where he was talking about who the quarterbacks are that the Vikings have beaten because the Vikings are having a down year. He's like, man, the only people they've beaten are Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the other one?
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is one of them. It was
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, Dylan Gabriel, and Caleb Williams. Those are the only quarterbacks the Vikings have beaten. And Potsy, who we'll talk to in 15 minutes, Potsy was like, oh boy, that doesn't feel good.
That's the same reaction that you had to the graphic of Justin Fields and Josh Allen with time to throw.
Yeah. Josh Allen, pre-Brian Daboll, Justin Fields, 23, and Caleb. Those are your three worst quarterbacks in time to throw.
Shout out
whoa.
I know. I know, Mike.
Shout out to Justin Fields, though.
Come on, man. How do you not feel good for that guy?
You know what I think happened yesterday? And I think that there are a lot of Chicago fans that probably felt this, too.
Okay.
The way that we feel about that kid, the people who hate him now feel that way about him. It's like, oh, that's what everyone was saying about how this is a good kid that has a great heart and you want to see him succeed.
Now we get it.
I think there were a lot of people. I was watching the national shows this morning, complete about face on Justin Fields.
Well, how do you not? After the owner makes a fool of himself.
Shout out to Alex Smith, too, for calling that out.
Yes, agreed. And shout out to Mike Golic Jr. with a great line that I can't just steal.
Steal it. No, just give him credit.
I am. Justin Fields with a revenge game against the team he is currently on. It's perfect. It's perfect. Because we see, you know, we had the Dennis Allen revenge game last week.
Roquan Smith revenge game yesterday.
Yeah. And then this was a Justin Fields revenge game against the Jets themselves.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving.
If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Fields does indeed look away, goes towards the end zone. It is caught. Johnson for the Jets touchdown. Justin Fields trying to breathe life into this Jets offensive operation that has been dormant. 15 yards.
I tell you what, this is really a great throw by Justin Fields with pressure in his face coming to the right.
Rock and roll spirit, Adidas.
No, yeah. Adam has calmed it down significantly.
Yeah? You think so?
Oh, they did four breaks, and I was writing notes on every one of them. And it was nuts and bolts.
All he did was,
here's what happened, well, and back to you.
Ian and JJ.
Let's send it back to New York. Adam Schott.
Ian, JJ.
Check it with Adam Schott in New York.
Ian, JJ. CJ Stroud to the X-Men.
Adam Schott.
Ian, JJ. Dylan Gabriel to Harold Fannin Jr.
Back to Adam Schott.
Ian, JJ. Jackson Dart.
Adam Schott, NFL Today update.
Ian, JJ. Josh Allen. Ian, JJ. Dak Prescott.
You're right. It is just nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts. Someone got to him.
Tanny's the best. We didn't even talk about it. You just brought it up.
I wanted to surprise you with that one. Oh. I was going to say it in the thread, like, hey, did you guys ask for a supercut of all of Adam Schein's updates? Oh, no, you didn't? Yeah. Well, here's one anyway.
No rock and roll. Rock and roll, Ian and JJ.
Rock and roll, Spiro Adidas.
Yeah, we get Spiro and Arch. That's how you know our game sucks. Bears and Bengals. They're like, you know what? Let's give them Spiro and Arch again.
Well, Spiro's out of the AFC South for a couple weeks. Yeah, whatever. So he's going to call it like the Super Bowl.
Fifth on the depth chart. Number one in Bears fans' hearts.
Hey, man.
What? It's higher than me. You're right. I should be nicer. It's afternoons. I blame afternoons.
Jeez. Let the guy live.
You're the one out here making Cutler jokes.
I actually really like Jay. Jay and I actually got along pretty well.
Doesn't sound like it.
I know. You're right. Rock and roll, Matt Spiegel. Let's go to Neil, who's calling from Massachusetts. Hey, Neil, you're on the score.
Oh, boy. Drake May fan.
Go ahead. How's it? No, I am not a Drake May fan. I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
God love you.
And I'm just wondering, I've been a Bears fan since 1990, and how are we not able to develop a quarterback right now?
I don't want to do that show.
I
don't want to do that. And here's the thing. The development's not at an end. How about that? Don't worry about that for a little while longer. I'm not saying forever.
Thanksgiving?
Maybe a little after that. They're going to be playing their best ball in December and January. That's what Ben said.
What league are they in that they play in January?
Well, they have a game. They have a regular season game in January.
Good point. It's a very good point.
And then maybe there's playoffs. They are very – look, if the In the Hunt graphic came out right now.
Oh, they're locked and loaded.
They are in it.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
And you know, the way I judge is week 12. If week 12, there's the In the Hunt graphic and you're in it and not at the bottom of it, you've got a chance. You are in the hunt.
Mm. All right, look,
the Bears
it's
in the
not
hunt,
over.
5-7.
It's not over. Thank you for the call. We understand the feeling, and that is behind some of the desire to dismiss Caleb, but he's undismissible as of right now, and I'm not dismissing him either. But Lawrence, I thank you for that patience that I needed to hear.
Carl is out in Mundelein. Hey, Carl, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Good. What's
you.
Up, man?
Good, appreciate it. Just got off the golf course, so I'm very relaxed. Hey, what I wanted to talk to you guys about is refereeing. And where I want to take that is I came away after the game kind of feeling yesterday that the Bears really didn't have much of a chance to win going in. We'll put the X and the O side things aside. You guys have kind of talked those, very, very well.
I'm gonna need you to get to the point fast.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys is the last couple of weeks we've seen a trend where teams that don't have big winning records seem to be getting some of the short shift on refereeing. Did the Bears get short shift on refereeing yesterday?
I didn't think so at all. Appreciate the call. The Nate McLeod pass interference was a good call against him. The formation penalty on the punt, the left side of that offensive line was way off.
They could have called an OPI, though.
On DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
They
could have called an OPI on D-Hop.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But false starts are false starts by the Bears. Those are not really changeable.
The other thing is that Baltimore had a worse record than the Bears. So what if your thesis is teams with bad records don't get the breaks,
uh-huh.
The Ravens were the team with the worst record.
Right. I guess he could say that the Ravens are the favorite or like the league would rather the Ravens get it. I don't think that was the case yesterday. I think that is a missed call on D-Hop on the OPI or the face mask. I do think that Zacchaeus was hit helmet to helmet on the play that they reviewed.
I don't think that they can call that retroactively, though.
They can't add that
on
expedited review?
No. Well, it was a challenge, so you're going back into the challenge and looking for something specific.
Okay.
I don't think that they can retroactively call a penalty.
Okay. I think you're probably – I'm sure you're right on that. So, look, there's those two, but I didn't think the calls against the Bears were egregious. They have been in previous weeks. There have been some times, but I didn't think that was the case yesterday.
All right, let's take a break. And why don't we zoom out a little bit with someone who is often really good at going in there and letting us know what is happening with this team, who always looks at this with an eye for justice when trying to grade through the coverage of the Bears.
Mark Potash is going to join us to talk about your Bears. You do not want to miss it. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Mark Potash.
Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
They'll take the North guys, drop me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a phone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, we wanted to talk with Potsy because we felt like this might be an opportunity for some unvarnished truth when it comes to the Bears and what's going on with them. So we hit him up, and he was available to talk with us. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Potsy, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Good to talk to you guys. Is it Panic Monday?
Hey, dude, I mean, you're a wonderful guy for panic or anger, of course, but really just perspective. I'm just feeling a little frightened by the lack of awareness from the quarterback in terms of game situation and accuracy on some certain moments yesterday, and I'm trying not to freak out. So where are you as a longtime observer of the passing scene, Mark Potash?
Well, I'll be honest, Biggs. I mean, this is to me, this is almost like meeting my expectations or what I thought going into this year. I mean, this is not that much different to me. Caleb Williams coming off of last year was a much better quarterback than either Trubisky or Fields, but still an assembly required guy who needed a lot of work and didn't necessarily have to show the instincts for the position that make him an automatic. Based on any coach or any system or anything, he needs the right coach, the right system. That didn't change anything. You know, that said, the idea that he thinks that, I guess if there was a red flag yesterday, that he thinks that he made the right read on the interception and Ben Johnson says he should have checked down to Monongai, that tells me that that's kind of a learning moment for Ben Johnson about his quarterback when it comes to seeing what he actually has. That was a little bit of a red flag. But I guess overall, to answer your question, this is not that much. This is part of the bigger picture progress of this quarterback. this is not much different than I expected him. What I expected from him, you know, based on you know what I saw last season.
Considering that you covered a lot of these when it comes to quarterback development, what's the mistake that we make as observers about it? And what's the mistake that you've seen the Bears as a franchise make when it comes to trying to get a quarterback to the next level of their career?
Well, the mistake that I think a lot of people made, I've made, we've all made it, is buying into what seem like explanations, but in fact are rationalizations about the quarterbacks needing better footwork, needing to improve their accuracy, and they make it sound like these are things that, oh, we just, once we get this figured out, then it's off to the races. And what happens is sometimes you either have it or you don't. And those mechanical things, footwork things, those become more problematic than you think. And the guys just, you know, things that you think are going to improve, like Justin Fields seeing the open receiver, identifying the, you know, just reading the defense. You think it's going to get better and it's not. But I go back to the same thing. I just think you're dealing with a quarterback who's struggling at a much higher level than either of those. The Bears, in my opinion, they can go to the playoffs with this quarterback as he stands, as his development stands right now. They can win a playoff game. They're operating at a much higher level with a better coach. And I just think I agree with the patience for once that I think you have to let this play out. I mean, this idea that you need to make a change or do something different, that's silly, especially when you look at some of the other quarterbacks, you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones. Guys who are just find the right system, find the right coaching, and suddenly blossom. There's no way you can even think about cutting the cord at this point. Now that's just silly.
Been talking to some people around the league about exactly those names that you just brought up, because you know, and Lawrence and I have both been having these conversations about Mayfield and now Daniel Jones, you know, and Darnold and Geno Smith, some of these other guys who take leaps. And the commonality that I get is that, well, those guys, they have to be super smart, good thinkers, and be able to be taught. And we don't know this about Caleb yet. Like, I don't think there's any way we can know. And I guess this goes back to scouting quarterbacks and just how difficult it is. Do we know that Caleb can be taught and is a deep football thinker? I don't know if we know it yet, Mark.
No, I think we're learning that. And more importantly, I think Ben Johnson is learning that. You know, you go in. You know, when he said, I want this job, it was based on the quarterback. I think that's pretty clear. There's no other reason to want the Bears job, frankly. And so he had some kind of preconceived notions about the quarterback, and now he's learning to adjust himself. But Ben Johnson's also a smart guy, and I think he's going to know. I kind of have a more faith in him based on his track record that he's going to figure out how to make this guy an elite quarterback necessarily, but how to get the most out of him. And like I said, the most out of this guy right now is success that the Bears have not had before. It's just going to take a lot more of the other pieces to get them where they want to go. You can't put it all on the quarterback.
I don't know that he wanted the job because of the quarterback. I think he wanted the job because of the sleeping giant that is Chicago, because he loves Chicago, and because $14 million a year. Like, he's totally secure beyond this quarterback.
I think that he wanted the quarterback, though. I think I think Potsy is right. I think it was a big part of the equation on, and he was going to get the $13 million wherever he went.
And you're right, Speak. I can't disagree with that, but you're not wrong. I can't say you're wrong, but I just think if Caleb Williams was not here, he would not be so quick to jump into a job when so many others have failed. And I just believe that. Not, but I have to admit, I don't have a concrete proof that, that's the absolute truth. I'm just kind of surmising it. That just makes sense to me. There's only one reason why you'd want the Bears job. When so many, you know, I said this before when I've been on with you guys, other people, like, you know, the idea that he didn't investigate the Bears organization, McCaskey's, find out what it is about the dysfunction in this organization, why that's not an issue. That was a little bit of a surprise to me, and I think so. To me, it was like it was all based on the quarterback.
You said earlier that you think this is a team that even if this is the version of Caleb that we're getting, they can go to playoffs and maybe they can even win a playoff game. What are the things that you're high on when you look at the Bears?
Wow. Well, I mean, I just think you have, like I said, you have a better quarterback, you have a better coach, to maximize things. And I think Ben Johnson, I think it's more about Ben Johnson than it is about the quarterback. I think your hope for the Bears to be better. And I think I'm basing it on Ben Johnson. Also, not just managing this team right now, but kind of learning what he needs. You know, Ben Johnson, I hate to say it, but I really think this is all about year two for Ben Johnson. He, you know, when he was in Detroit, they made a lot of changes, and they got a lot of his weapons in that second year, Montgomery and Gibbs and LaPorta, Jameson Williams. I think it brought in on the offensive line, Glasgow. I think he needs this year to figure out what he needs. So to answer your question, I think the best thing the Bears have going for him is Ben Johnson, because I'm not going to say I have a lot of faith in Ryan Poles to get the right guys. I think it's going to be a lot of more Ben Johnson's intuition than Ryan Poles.
You wrote about the Magnificent Seven players who made the biggest difference in the Bears' loss to the Ravens over at markpotash.net. And Roquan Smith is on there. What did it feel like to watch Roquan be a tackling machine against the Bears yesterday?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you look at that deal and that's a little bit, that's a really, to me, I really like Roquan. I like what he did. It would have been great if he could have stayed. But he's doing better also because he's in the right defense for him, which he wouldn't have been in under Matt Eberflus. So he wouldn't have been having the same success. And also, he hasn't been exactly a game wrecker. I mean, he's a really good player. He's an all-pro. He's a difference maker. He affects other players on the field. I think you saw that yesterday. And so that was kind of neat to see, but I guess I don't have as much regret. Like, oh, gee, that was a huge miss for Ryan Poles, because I'm not sure how good Roquan would be in the defenses that the Bears have now. But to answer your question, I thought that was interesting. I expected the Ravens to be better defensively just because it was after the bye, but also because they're getting Roquan back. And I don't think we in Chicago, well, we know what it was for the Bears, but there's an effect he has in that town on that team, offense and defense. He's just a guy who has a bigger effect on everybody. He makes everybody a little bit better. Even though he's not a really effusive guy, he just has that kind of effect. So it was interesting to see that, just kind of see that come to fruition.
It's kind of amazing, Potsy, to watch a guy move over and go, oh yeah, he's a perfect fit for that. His draft will say that he was drafted by the Bears. He's totally a Raven.
Oh, absolutely! Absolutely, it was a move that he should have been looking for, because the thing is, with a guy like Roquan, he's going to be good. He's going to be effective in any defense. He was actually good in that for those first eight games under Eberflus. He was a good, effective player. It wasn't like he was out of place. He didn't look like he didn't belong. But so that guy is always going to think he's going to be good wherever, and he will be. But this is the defense for him. This is the team for him. And if you got to look back to last year, when you saw the difference they made, the improvement they made after the bye, a lot of that was Roquan's impact. It was that was really interesting. That's why it's interesting to see how that team will kind of emerge or improve, in the next few weeks when they've got a much more playable schedule.
Mark Potash, if you had to go with one kicker for this team the rest of the way, is it Cairo Santos or Jake Moody?
Well, you know, Jake, I was looking this up. Jake Moody hasn't kicked a 50 longer than a 57 yarder either. I was after they missed that 58 yarder. I was looking to see Jake. I know he's got the stronger leg. That's a toss up to me. I'll be honest. You can go wrong either way with that, because I don't know if you necessarily automatically get those 58, 60 yard field goals with Moody. He hasn't kicked them yet. But it's hard to say. So I guess let's put it this way. I guess I would go with Moody based on what he's doing now, because he gives you the potential for that. But I don't know enough about kickers to know just how much, just how much of an improvement he'll be. But that's an interesting call.
Potsy, how big of a deal is it that Kyler Gordon's on IR again?
Well, I think it's a pretty big deal. Because the Bears have had so many issues now. I mean, he's been injured twice now, at least just this year. He's missing a lot of time, and those are injuries that always are tough to come back from, too. That's the other thing. And so, yeah, I think that's problematic. That also that he's a bigger factor. You know, we're so used to, oh, I am, I should speak for myself. I'm so used to the slot corner guy being just kind of an extra guy, like the 10th man in a baseball lineup or whatever. And he's much more important than that. He's a huge factor. He's a regular starting cornerback value-wise. And to miss him, I think it really affects the Bears' defense. And so I think, yeah, that you can't count on him. I mean, I don't know how many games he and Brisker have played together, but it can't be too many. But, you know, they're like the head of the Ryan Poles draft class, you know, right? I mean, that's, if you're looking at his hits, those are two of his biggest hits, and he can't keep them on the field. That's another problem. I guess that's a story for another day.
Well, now, yeah, the Ryan Poles draft class, I mean, when the smoke clears after a game, we tend to look at it a little further. And you've got, you know, Ozzie Trapillo and Luther Burden and Shamar Turner as your 3 second-round picks. And now there's injuries, obviously, for Shamar Turner. If anybody didn't hear, he's out for the year with a torn ACL, which is brutal. But the Ozzie Trapillo pick is a really that's a really ugly looking draft pick right now of a guy who can't play left tackle for you.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. I'm kind of a little surprised that hasn't become more of an issue because they drafted. He might work out eventually. But right now he's a misevaluation because there's no way they use the number 56 pick in the draft for a backup to a guy who should be there for the next 10 years, right? So I think the Bears, what is their plan there? Is their plan to move Darnold right to the left side and put Trapillo in his best position, or is it to eventually move Trapillo over to the left side? Where, frankly, after yesterday, they still need help there. I mean, that situation has not been solved. So I think that you're right. So that's a huge right now. That's a glaring miss. That's a Chase Claypool level miss at this point in time. Claypool, you lost and you had nothing that you couldn't recover. This you can recover from because Trapillo can eventually become a starter. But you have to move some things around and kind of admit your mistake because they probably should have. The way the tight end is looking right now, it looks like they should have prioritized a dedicated left tackle in the draft. They could have moved up for one. They could have moved down for one. But they definitely could have gotten a starter, an NFL-quality starter, in the first round if they wanted to.
What did you think of the Ravens messing around with the designation on Lamar Jackson?
Well, I think it's John Harbaugh just playing games that he probably shouldn't really need to be playing. It's more of a, if you have to do that to gain an advantage or whatever he was doing, that's kind of a red flag. I mean, it was an obvious, it wasn't just an honest mistake. It was at the very least a dishonest mistake. I mean, how do you not, if a guy does scout team work in practice and you list him as a, against the rules and you list him as a full participant, somebody did something wrong, and it wasn't accidental. So I think that's just that's typical NFL coaching. I mean, they play games all the time like that. This was just a little one. This is kind of one step over the line. But I don't know how it affected the Bears. I mean, anytime you go, how would that have changed their preparation if they had known they were facing? Would that have changed things? Do you think? I don't know.
I don't know either. I just don't like it. I think that that it's duplicitous and him acting as if it's something on the training staff or on the PR staff when he was at the podium lying both Friday and Sunday.
No. He's responsible for that. No matter whose decision it is, he's the head coach. He's supposed to know that. If he misinforms people, that's on him, and then maybe not him alone, but on him mostly. So yeah, no, that was, to me, disappointing. I like Harbaugh. I like both Harbaughs, but that was really disappointing that he had to go there for whatever reason. I don't know what he was trying to pull because he was going to end up with his second best quarterback on the field. So I didn't quite get that part. But to your point, Lawrence, yeah, no, that was absolutely. That was absolutely a bad moment for John Harbaugh. It was not becoming of an NFL coach or any professional, actually.
He's just sad because they took his pinball machine away. You know what I mean? Thanks, Potsy. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
That's Mark Potash. You can read him a couple days a week in the Sun Times. He still has markpotash.net. Also, maybe he did take the pinball machine and the ping pong tables.
Because now we have established that John Harbaugh is a liar.
Oh, that's true. So you don't know.
So we don't know what type of shenanigans he was doing last week when he was feeling sad about walking in there and the pinball machine that he had bought for the player, supposedly.
Pinball machine.
He couldn't have just blamed the medical staff for that, too?
Well, the PR staff and the medical staff, they took a bit. Look, it's an honest mistake. I love the pinball machine. They just didn't realize that.
But, Alex, it was the same playing dumb thing. I didn't know that that had happened. I didn't know that someone told me about it.
Yeah.
Just like I didn't know the rules about designation of players.
It's just
the way, even though I'm on the rules committee.
The way that he was scrambling, like you just, that sounded like a hamana, hamana, hamana.
The PR staff. And then they, John, who was they?
Oh, yeah.
So
I need a they now so that I said they.
What had happened was,
exactly,
is that they, and you know who they are, mm-hmm, they had said that what I was supposed to do is that if all anti-disestablishmentarianism is very important in today's constitution of what is happening forthwith.
What is happening here right now? What's going on?
Never saw him live in color?
I did.
That was Damon Wayans' character in jail.
See, damn it. I missed it. Sorry. Stupid. And then I point out that I missed it. It gets more awkward. It's ridiculous. Just let some people get it. Let some people don't.
Got it.
Good question from a texter. Did Cairo even have, was he able to use the K-ball on that 58-yarder? Because that's an issue with the kickers, that we haven't seen Jake Moody try the 55, 60, 65 stuff with the new K-balls. And so
I'd have to go back and watch the whole sequence to see if the ball changed.
Yeah.
I will say that having a guy sprint out there and then kick a 58-yard field goal is not optimal.
Uh-huh.
Like I the fact that it was straight, I'm good with, but I'm not gonna eat Cairo's lunch for him missing that kick.
What did he bring? What does he got?
I don't know. Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Stupid Harbaugh.
Yeah. We had a good lunch today.
He brought crab cakes back from Fadley's Market there in downtown Balmer.
This pizza was pretty good over here. Is it Labriola? Is that what it was?
I believe that is correct.
And then Lawrence brought Setback Sweetener.
Yeah.
Damn tasty. From Medici over there on 57.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, we ate good today.
Oh, we did.
It was nice. Now we have to go back into the injury tent, though, because there's a lot of Bears that were added to the injury tent today, and there's one that's going to be missing for the next four games. So let's talk about all of that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baltimore is pointing in Chicago's direction.
Defense number 24.
And they were correct.
The ball replaced that spot in the foul. Automatic. First down.
Nick McLeod is starting along with Nashawn Wright. And a little bit of Blackwell and Jalen Jones in nickel and dime situations.
Kyler went on IR yesterday. What exactly happened with him throughout the week, and how long term is this for him?
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to be of the short term variety, so we should be able to get him back. But yeah, it's another soft tissue injury that we're dealing with.
So Kyler Gordon is gone for 4 weeks, including yesterday's game, and then he'll be reevaluated and he'll have time to ramp back up. And there's a 3 week window for all of that stuff since he's been designated for return. He is one of the linchpins of this defense. And I think we all recognize it. I think we all recognize, and that's why it was 100% everyone cheering when he got the contract extension.
Yeah.
Because you go, yeah, that's exactly the type of guy that you should reward.
This is the modern NFL. It's a super important player that gives you flexibility on defense. It's like, oh, man, and that's a draft hit as well from a character perspective, all of it.
Major draft hit on their part. But if he's not there, ooh, it feels bad, and he's missing time. And Brisker has missed a lot of time. So those two guys that are super important to what it is they do defensively, it's muted because they don't always play.
Yeah, it's big time muted. And you saw the effect that it can have yesterday. Without Kyler Gordon and the threat of him blitzing and the threat of him, you know, doing some of the special stuff he does, you had to play backups. And I think they left Jaquan Brisker in the back a little bit more to try and defend, because it was on the front four to get to the quarterback, and they did not get to the quarterback very often. There were just three pressures. Grady Jarrett did get there for one sack with a straight-up bull rush on the guard.
That was great to see.
That was great to see. But the DNs did not really get there. At one point, Montez Sweat had a good sequence where he stuck with Tyler Huntley and stopped him on like an option run. But otherwise, and Ben said it after the game, we did not affect the quarterback enough. And part of that is not having Kyler Gordon.
And when you don't affect the quarterback and you don't take the ball away, you end up in games like that where you end up giving up 30 points.
Yeah, the takeaways thing, man. I kept flashing back to the Cowboys game. Remember the Cowboys game when Javonte Williams was running all over him and then Tyreek Stevenson took the ball away?
Yes.
And it was like one play was encapsulated. Wow, can't stop the run, man. Oh, but they did take the ball away.
It makes a difference.
It changes everything. Yesterday not doing that was a big, big deal.
So Kyler is on IR, designated to return. Shamar Turner is not designated to return. He has a torn ACL, so you hopefully see him by this time next year. Dominique Robinson has a high ankle sprain. He's out a few weeks. Olamide Zaccheaus, he's got a sore knee. He's day-to-day. And Luther Burton is in the concussion protocol.
So with the wide receiver depth, and we'll see what happens later in the week, maybe this opens it up for Jahdae Walker, who had a really good camp and made this team. Because they used Devin Duvernay in some wide receiver spots yesterday, but Jahdae Walker would be good to see. Then you'd have to have somebody else to return kicks if you don't have Duvernay active.
Yeah, and Walker's been playing a lot on special teams. Like that's where he's been deposited. They're going to have to do all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah, special teams.
Yeah.
How'd they do?
Don't start. I see what you're trying to do, and I'm not going to allow you to do it.
Yeah, you're going to go see HT at the Chuckle Hut on Thursday.
He's got a hot five for you.
She's ready to go. Ha ha, how's everyone doing? I said, how's everyone doing? How you doing? How's
Lawrence your unit is going to use his credential this week to go up there and see HT just to hear him laugh in the background of the press conference.
Ha ha!
You know, you guys ever travel by airplane? You guys ever do that?
I just got here. Boy, are my arms tired. Ha ha!
A little canned laughter.
Ha ha! Old Norman fell ass. All right. When we come back, let's talk about the penalties. Let's talk about leadership. Let's hear what the coach had to say. Let's hear what the quarterback had to say. And there was something that happened inside of yesterday's game that we didn't have time to feel sad about. So I'm going to make you feel sad about it. Oh, next, here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.